What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. Hi, with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan.
Oh, you got a new last name.
823. Hi.
Hi.
Mike, you mentioned that Rusty Manziel is in the bullpen.
Yes, he is.
He did bring breakfast.
Yes, he did.
And it's his first day back with steak. Steak's been away. Is he going to be in trouble for bringing biscuits to you? Not steak?
I don't. You know what? Steak is more of like a Goldberg's bagel kind of guy.
Yeah.
Less of a Bojangles kind of guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be in trouble. And I think Rusty knows his audience. Rusty's like, you know what? He looks at me and Bo sitting in here. And he's like, those are Bojangles people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
true.
I mean? Steak, not so much.
Yeah.
He's probably going to have his bagel and lox.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Maybe some little cream cheese. So.
I will say, that was a very clutch biscuit there.
Yeah, it was.
It hit all the spots.
We used to have a long snapper, Joe Zelenka, that would bring in Bojangles once a week. Bowberry biscuits and things like that. And that was my first run-in with Bojangles when I got to Atlanta because we didn't have that over there in Alabama or Florida where I'm from. So they didn't have Whataburger when I got here, but they did have Bojangles. And it was almost one for one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
okay,
it was all good.
All good.
But yeah, it was a very good biscuit. Very
yeah,
good.
If you want to win over a morning show, bring them food.
No doubt.
Yeah. we'll
note to everybody out there. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
So yesterday we were at Falcons training camp. It was the first day with pads. And we've kind of been talking about the little skirmishes, the fights that have been breaking out at camp. So Leonard Floyd was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. And he did talk about how James Pierce is kind of a scrappy guy.
Yeah, he wanted him. He wanted those scrappy guys. And you need those guys on your D-line. That brings energy to the D-line, having a scrappy guy. And I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it was... Yeah,
these veteran edge rushers that come from Georgia after they've been in the league for a while, and they always come here. I'm like, I don't know what to think, and then I absolutely love them. Like I loved Zoe Lorenzo Carter. Obviously, not the caliber of an edge rusher, but one of the best dudes you'll ever be around. Mm-hmm. Leonard Floyd walks up yesterday, and there's a couple of media guys who are just kind of like, you know, just standing there and unattentive and not really overly. Friendly, I should say. And he was like, y'all ain't going to say hey? All right. Man, y'all some no-speaking people around here, and kept walking. And, I mean, you know, they may work for another station, and I don't know. But anyways, I laughed because I'm like, these Georgia guys, like, I don't know what – that's why I'm so excited about Jalen Walker. I don't know what Kirby's doing to him up there. But, man, he's kind of like bringing them out of shells. And they just are very good personalities and the kind of guys like you want that attitude, that edge, that just persona on your team from a defensive player. Yeah,
well,
I love it.
This guy didn't go to Georgia, but he's from Macon. Bud Dupree was kind of along the same lines. I mean,
Bud was a cool dude.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I'm saying. Like that was they've all kind of been along those lines. So
maybe it's a Georgia thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Where'd
so.
Leonard Floyd grow up? He grew up in Georgia.
Yeah.
I know he went to Georgia, but, yeah. You know, it's not
James
like we
Pierce
don't recruit
did not,
nationally.
From my understanding.
James Pierce is from North Carolina.
Yeah, so that's not going to be part of that conversation because
Jalen Walker is, too.
He is, he's scrappy, obviously, and that's what Leonard Floyd is talking about. But It was funny yesterday multiple times. Multiple times there was they were on the doorstep of a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this to Caden Ellis after practice. That yesterday's practice had the look of like Raheem was like, hey, we need to tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we had a meeting. I'm just telling you guys, I'm not going to kick anybody out of practice, but I don't want to see y'all fighting today. And it was like a shoving match. I'm really, really mad. I'm really, really mad. But, oh, God, I don't want to get Raheem mad. All right. I'm just going to put my hand in your jersey and grab your jersey. Like, ah, get away from me. And they just had that feel yesterday, and it was funny to see Caden Ellis talk about that. But, look, Leonard Floyd would know about what brings energy to a defensive line room, and I think that that's what he's speaking on with James Pierce. And that's kind of been my takeaway. I mentioned a minute ago. I don't know how so much I've felt about James Pierce actually, like, edge rushing. It's been fine. Mm-hmm. Not, like, over the top great. It's been fine. But every other part of his game, chasing down the ball, jumping and batting down passes, fighting, you know, engaging, things like that, it's been great. So it's been a lot of fun to see. And Bo's mentioned it numerous times that he seemed like a guy who might have a chip on his shoulder because of the two first round picks. Definitely more questions about James Pierce coming out of the draft.
Yeah, there's and that's something he's kind of mentioned and it's been written about. But now I think Leonard Floyd's gonna be perfect for what we want here with those two other young guys and even Arnold Ebiketie. Because I don't think people realize Arnold Ebiketie's got a great personality. He absolutely phenomenal dude, and he's kind of got off to a slow start, so maybe him being pushed. And I don't know where Braylon Trice falls because, you know, I'll let Mike speak on it, but I watched one play, and I was like, oh, that didn't look good for Braylon because he kind of got stoned. And I went over to Mike, and then Mike was like, yeah, well, remember that block that we saw and we talked about? Yeah, that was on him.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, very stoked to lay a nice block. And you know, I was talking to actually Wes Durham about this at practice yesterday. Sometimes when these tight ends have blocks, it's some people think it's like a kick out block where they're trying to block a guy towards the sideline. A lot of times it comes down to head and hat placement. You know, for Kyle Pitts, actually pressing the outside shoulder and forcing Braylon Trice to widen to keep contain. And that can be tough to do for a tight end, you know, specifically one with the stature, a little bit slider like Kyle Pitts. So the fact that he was able to get that done on a Braylon Trice meant a lot. But yeah, Braylon had a couple of good reps against Caleb McGarry, but I don't think that he is to the level of James Pierce, obviously, and that's why James Pierce is here. So it's been fun to kind of watch all that play out. And I mentioned earlier too, I don't want to go any further, in the same breath, Khalid Kareem is the guy that I did not see coming, and he's been a guy that has really, really shown out of practice so far at that kind of outside linebacker edge rusher position. So they've all been kind of fun to keep track of so far.
Yeah, when I was watching practice the first day with Arch, and he pointed out Kareem to me, like, hey, it's been interesting that he's been running, you know, where he is. But the same light, Arch and I talked about how sometimes some of the veterans will get go before some other guys will. But I think you're probably commenting on the fact that Kareem is still kind of running in that spot three or four days later, right?
And has looked really good. Has gotten Caleb's chest a couple of different times, and Storm as well, man. Both those guys who, you know, are veteran offensive tackles. He's looked really, really good.
Well, there was a pass yesterday that I was really impressed by. It felt like it was absolutely going to be dropped, but I watched this guy. He jumped up, and I'm probably describing this horribly, but he tapped it up. Like, it was bobbled, tapped it up, tapped it again.
A juggle of
finally
folks.
Brought it into himself. And, like, Day-Day and I were like, whoa. Who was that? And, like, looked it up immediately, Chris Blair.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And we mentioned this, too, coming into the season. Chris Blair is one of those guys that got a little more run down the stretch last year, was active for, you know, four of the last 5 weeks of the season, I believe. And we kept pointing to the fact that he spent a lot of time with Michael Penix running with the twos last year. And when you talk about injury situations with Darnell Mooney, and you talk about, you know, signing DJ Shark and who else kind of fits those roles, Chris Blair really fits that role to me better than Kadarius Hodge does. I think there's more top-end speed, a little more length. Kadarius Hodge more, to me, of a Drake London backup and kind of fitting in that role of a power slot, which we saw numerous times a year ago. So I do think, and Bo and I had this conversation, a week ago, Chris Blair, to me, is a guy with a lot of upside but has to put it out on the field. And the preseason is going to be massive for somebody like Chris Blair.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The 4th and 5th, and I don't know if you would keep 6, but if you did, obviously these guys all had 4, 5, and 6 would all have to be major contributors on special teams. But those receiver battles, I mean, I think 4 is probably locked up, right? I mean, I think Kadarrell Hodge is safe, but the 5th and 6th receiver spots, they're going to be highly contested because Casey Washington's the guy that I like. A lot of people love Nick Nash, which I haven't either. I just haven't caught much of yet.
Yeah, I caught a little of him yesterday.
And I will say this, not to completely go off the thing, but just popping my head, I'm talking about these 4th, 5th, and 6th receivers, but that's one of the things that Caden told, I want to say Josh Kendall or maybe Mark Raimondi. One about Kirk Cousins running the because a lot of times the second offense is going against the first defense and vice versa, and that how he was like, hey, we got to tighten up immediately because this is like mid December style practice, not the first padded practice.
Yeah, I think that's interesting to kind of keep track of. There was a couple 2s versus 1s periods yesterday, and there was a red zone period. There was a move the ball period. It's just I'm ready for the short yardage goal line type stuff, which I always love. But yeah, there was a couple interesting periods like this. Well, I will say, not to move too far away from your point, they probably will keep 6 as it sits right now because you got to remember Jamal Agnew is slated to be the returner. He is a wide receiver. Unless somebody overtakes him in the returner spot, I would think that 6 would kind of – you'd be keeping 6 and you'd be keeping him as a special teamer almost alone, kind of in that Weems role.
I mean, I'm actually wondering if you keep 7 and where that affects somewhere else. Do you keep 7 and do you, but then you're probably taken away from a tight end. See, I don't want to get into roster math on after the first padded practice because I hate roster math because everybody knows you start with 53, but then you got your 3 specialists. So now you got what? 50. And then you got your 2 quarterbacks. Now you're at 48. And then you go from there. And I don't want to do all that, but I don't know where they're going to have to take from something to help something else, and I'm just not sure where the hell that's going to be because you're not going to do it in the secondary either, and you feel like you have a plethora of people in the linebacker position and edge, so hell, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Well, and we've got more to uncover about Falcons training camp from yesterday, plus we've got a Life of Swid coming up.
Yeah, I'm not a DIY guy per se. I just like fixing things, not redoing them, but I was trying to fix something in my house, and now it's turned into kind of a little DIY, rebuilding it. So we'll talk about it next on the Morning Show. Sports Radio 92.9 on The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.